Since the mid-80s, Florida law has said local governments can't restrict gun use. Only the state can. Second Amendment advocates say the preemption of local rules prevents a confusing patchwork of regulations for gun owners. Florida Carry Executive Director Sean Carana explains it's the same principle keeping local governments from enacting their own traffic rules.
You can't drive into the city of Tallahassee and then say that, well, instead of having red lights, we're going to have blue lights.
But he says despite the longstanding state law, about 300 local jurisdictions kept gun restrictions on the books with no repercussions until recently.
It is a very sad state of affairs where you have local officials who know what the law is and are willing to break it anyway.
In Tallahassee, one ordinance prohibits people from firing guns unless they're in large agricultural areas. Another city decree imposes a non-criminal fine of $50 for shooting guns in public parks. But in 2011, police stopped enforcing local gun ordinances after Florida Carry and the National Rifle Association successfully pushed the legislature to add enforcement teeth to the state preemption law.
Draconian penalties for a public or appointed official that allows a violation of the legislative act.
That's how Tallahassee City Attorney Lou Shelley explained the changes to the city commission in February. He says the 2011 law let people sue the city for up to $100,000 and go after individual commissioners for $5,000. It also allowed the governor to remove elected officials from office, but a judge struck down that provision this month after Palm Beach County challenged the law. Still, Florida Carry's Carana says, though the governor can't do it, local officials can still be removed for failing to repeal gun rules.
The governor still retains the authority to suspend them from office, and then it would be up to the Senate to remove them from office.
In the face of those threats, many local jurisdictions have taken gun ordinances out of their codes. In Tallahassee's case, when the city commission considered repeal this February, commissioners delayed a vote to get more information. At the time, Mayor John Marks said he would defy what amounted to intimidation tactics.
I believe that this is akin to the civil rights movement in many, many ways. And sometimes you have to be civilly disobedient in order to bring attention to certain things.
Florida Carry and the Washington state-based Second Amendment Foundation believe Marx's willful defiance makes their ongoing lawsuit against the city a slam dunk. But senior assistant city attorney Cassandra Jackson contends the city isn't required to do anything because state law voids local ordinances already.
So whether the city did anything, it's really unnecessary to act because it is null and void and our officers know they cannot enforce city regulations.
On the same day it sued Tallahassee, Florida Carry also filed a challenge against Broward County. And Carana says with about 80 jurisdictions keeping gun rules on the books, Floridians should expect more suits soon. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.